Albertans can go mask-free in most of the province this week now that the provincial government has dropped almost all of its COVID-19 public health measures. Premier Jason Kenney announced March 1 that Alberta had entered Step 2 of its COVID-19 reopening plan. Step 1, triggered last month, saw the province's vaccine passport system, many capacity limits, and mask requirements for youths under 12 and grade school students removed. Step 2 cancels the majority of the province's other COVID-19 health measures. Schools no longer have any COVID health measures, and youths no longer have to be screened for the disease. COVID-related limits on venue capacity, hours of operation, liquor service, interactive activities, and social gatherings are gone, as is the mandatory work-from-home requirement. People are no longer required to wear masks in public unless on public transit, in Alberta Health Services, AHS, facilities such as hospitals, and in continuing care facilities. Anyone with COVID-19 symptoms or a positive COVID test result must still isolate at home for 5 days and wear a mask in public for another 5 if they are fully vaccinated or isolate for 10 days if not fully vaccinated. These changes occurred as known active cases of COVID-19 in Alberta continued to decline from their mid-January peak. St. Albert had some 155 active cases as of February 28, the province reported, down from the record high of 1,256 on January 17 and comparable to the number it had in early December 2021. Note that these case counts are likely substantial underestimates as they are based on PCR tests which, as of late December, are not available to most Albertans. COVID-19 levels in Edmonton's wastewater, seen as a proxy for overall disease prevalence, had also dropped to early December levels. Local measures Morinville, Sturgeon County, and St. Albert had previously lifted their mandatory mask bylaws and intend to follow the province's new rules. Edmonton's mask law was still in effect as of March 1, with its city council set to re-evaluate it March 8. The province announced March 1 that it would soon revise the Municipal Government Act to restrict municipalities from passing bylaws that contradict provincial health policies, which would likely affect Edmonton's mask law. Morinville Deputy Fire Chief Charles Lavallee said firefighters and visitors no longer have to wear masks in Morinville or Sturgeon County fire halls, but firefighters still have to wear them on medical calls. Morinville RCMP Sergeant Lou Sim said masks are optional, but recommended, in Alberta's RCMP buildings as of March 1, with officers still required to wear them when working with the general public. The City of St. Albert indicated on its website that it would be following the province's Step 2 measures by lifting capacity limits on its venues. It will continue to livestream council meetings, provide hand sanitizer, and erect plexiglass barriers at city facilities. In an email, Town of Morinville spokesperson Tracy Dalzell Heisey said the town will continue to use plexiglass partitions, hand sanitizer, and enhanced cleaning measures, but will no longer require staff to be vaccinated. In an email, Sturgeon County spokesperson Jackie Sargent said the county had reopened council chambers to the public as of March 1. Councillors will no longer have barriers between their seats but will continue to hold mixed in-person, virtual meetings. Employees are no longer required to wear masks but can continue to work from home if they like. Visitors who are sick are not allowed to attend county facilities. The province has yet to set a date for the final step of its reopening plan, which would see mandatory isolation requirements and COVID rules for continuing care and AHS facilities removed. Visit alberta.ca for details.